If you have your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. The Bible says in verse number 1, "It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such an one I will glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me." I want to preach this morning a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. An out-of-body experience, or was it? Amen? Praise God. Or was it? As we look at this and we see Paul, and he's talking to the Corinthians, and Paul's been in this thing for a spell, and he knows what's going on, and he loves the Lord, and he knows that the Lord loves him. And Paul's speaking to the Corinthians here, and he's telling them about a time in his life that he had a close encounter from another world. Paul had a close encounter with the God of heaven, amen. And I want to say this morning on the authority of his word, and when you have a close encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost of God, it's something that you don't forget soon. Amen. Boy, you get you like it, and it just seems like it manifests itself in your heart. And if you're like me, you just can't get enough of it. I told him Wednesday night I like to be in a place in the Word in under the spout where the glory comes out. I want to be in that sweet spot where God Almighty, through His Holy Spirit, can touch me and lead me and guide me. And when I get discouraged and need encouragement, He's there in encourage me, to show me that God loves me, just like He shows you that He loves you. He touches your heart, praise God, with that experience, amen. Praise God, it only can come from the portals of glory. These people in this world that we have and we know, and boy, we love them so much, and they try to encourage us, and they try to, you know, pet us and pamper us through different things and aspects in our life, but I want to say there's never been anybody that satisfies me and can help me as much as God can. Amen. I call upon Him and He hears me. Hey, listen, there's a lot of you I could call upon, and I know everybody in here do anything they could for your little pastor. And boy, I love that, and I appreciate you from the bottom of my heart. But there's sometimes that you're just not there. Hey, sometimes that you'll not be available. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven and He's available. I'm glad I've got an all-available God. He's there every minute, every hour, every day, in the dark of the night when nobody else is there. I can call upon Him. And the Bible says He extends His ear. I praise God. He's listening to hear from me, Brother Kevin. I praise God morning, noon, and night. I'm glad that He doesn't slumber, don't sleep. I praise God because He's always listening for me. You say, "Pastor, that seemed kind of selfish." Amen. Praise God. But hey, listen, it ain't, because He's always listening for you too. Amen. That's why we need to talk to Him more. Amen. Hear from the portals of glory. Amen. I praise God. We do that. We hear from heaven, praise God, when God hears from us. Amen. God begins to move. But Paul was talking about an experience. Amen. And he said, "It's not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory." Amen. Because what he said, "It's not timely that I should lift up myself. It's not timely that I should do anything but praise God, just give God some glory, give God praise for what He's doing." You see, I believe Paul got a little glimpse of heaven. Amen. If we ever get a little glimpse of heaven, it'll change the way that we see things. Hey, listen, this world is not our home. We're just pilgrims a-passing through. We're sojourners headed for a new place, a better place. I'm like a Abraham. I'm a man that's looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm looking for a city that's out of this world, praise God. I'm talking about a place where there'll be peace and joy, happiness and contentment, praise God. That's contrary to everything this world has. Amen. I'm glad God gives us peace through Lord Jesus Christ. We preached on that Wednesday night, and it's peace from God, and it's the peace of God. I'm glad I've got that today. I'm glad that's the way it should be. Praise God, I'm glad I got it that way. As the song song would say. But boy, I tell you, I appreciate God Almighty moving on my heart. I appreciate God doing what He does for me. And Paul said, hey, listen. He said, I'm going to glory. He said, I'm going to come to visions. And I'm going to come to revelations in the Lord. He said, every time I get to thinking about it, he said, I get to seeing a little piece of heaven. I get to seeing a little. Hey, listen, when you get discouraged and the devil comes and tries to defeat you, amen, just get to praise in the name of Jesus. Getting up the Lord. I know you say, well, preacher, I don't always feel like it. Amen. Nobody does all the time. But praise God, you get to praising God. Amen. I'm glad. I guarantee you the feeling to come. Amen. I realize we don't live on feelings. We don't run on feelings. But amen. I said this morning, I'm glad I can feel Him. Amen. I'm glad there's a presence down in my soul that's real. You know how I know that presence this morning? Because I know the one that gave it. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I just don't really feel anything. Praise God. Maybe you ain't got the goods. Amen. You ever get saved, born again, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, believe on Him, praise God. There'll be something move inside you, take up its abode, praise the Lord. And everywhere you go, there He is. Amen. You'll get that. You'll get there all by yourself and you'll get the can't help it. You won't understand why. Amen. But praise God, it feels good. Ain't you glad we serve a God that'll be with you? You'll be driving down the road all by yourself, amen, your mind a million miles away, and all of a sudden the Holy Ghost of God just scooches over real close to you, amen, just loves you, just lets you know how much God loves you. Praise God, maybe you're having a bad day, maybe things ain't going your way, but the Holy Ghost of God says it's going to be all right. Amen, it don't matter how bad a day you have, God Almighty still loves you. Amen. So He's here for you. He's here to help you. He's here to encourage you. Paul said, listen, said, I was a man that would didn't realize, didn't know everything there was to know, but he said, I know there was a God and I know He's real. God began to show me some things, Paul said, praise God, that's out of this world. Amen. You know what the church needs to do this morning? We need to look past this world which we're living in. Amen. We can't get bogged down in here, praise God. We serve Him while we're passing through. Lifting up the name of Jesus everywhere we go. Amen. Not ashamed of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, I'm not going to be ashamed of Him. I don't want to be ashamed of me. Amen. Praise God. I want to lift up His name and praise Him and give Him glory for all that He does. Amen. But Paul says here is that he said he needed to lift up the Lord. He had to praise God because he knew what God had promised him and he knew what was ahead. Amen. And Paul said he had got caught up. Amen. Say he got caught up, verse number 2. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad sometimes I get caught up. Ain't you glad sometimes you get caught up? Now we can get caught up in a lot of different things. We can get caught up in the world. We can get caught up in activities. We can get caught up in relationship. But I'm glad, praise God, I like it when I get caught up in the things of God. I like it when the Holy Ghost of God comes to where I'm at. Amen. He just encourages me and loves me up and lets me know that God Almighty's on my side and He's there with me, praise God, every step of the way, every day. And He just begins to give me help. I'm glad, praise God, when I get caught up in Him. But Paul said, praise God, I got caught up, praise God, into that third heaven. He said, Paul said, I got caught up, praise God. I got beside myself. He said, I don't know if I was in the body, praise God, or out of the body. But he says, I got to look into something, praise God, that was greater than anything I'd ever seen in this world. Amen, praise God. An out-of-body experience. Or was it? Amen. Or was it? Paul said he had got caught up. Into the third heaven. A place called paradise. Praise God. I thank God for paradise. Now I got to thinking about that. They got these commercials on TV. And they got this one, it's called Sandals. I don't know if they call that place Sandals because it's got a lot of sand. I guess you go around in your sandal feet. But they call it paradise. And they try to project that as being a magnificent place, a place of paradise. But I want to say, amen, it might be a great place, might be a good place to hang out. But praise God, I'm glad there is a paradise of God that's awaiting up ahead. And Paul said, I got caught up, praise the Lord. He said, I got to look it over into glory. I got to see in paradise for sure. Amen. Church, every now and then we just need to get to looking for paradise. We just need to get to looking for a place. Amen, praise God, where we can just rejoice in God. In Philippians chapter number 3 and verse 20, the Bible says this. He said, for our conversation is in heaven. Oh, where is that? Praise God. It's in that it's in that third heaven. It's in that glorious place. It's in a place called paradise. The paradise of God Almighty. Amen. So our conversation is in heaven. From whence also we look. Amen. For the Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ. He's talking about that eagerly waiting with expectation, praise God. He said, we know where Jesus is. He said, we just should be looking eagerly to go be with Him where He is. One day in a little while, amen, He's going to call us out of here to be with Him. And boy, what a day that's going to be when He says, come away, my beloved. Come away, my fair one. Praise God, we're going to lose gravitation, Brother Austin. Amen, praise God, we're going to take a plane air ride. Yeah. Amen, out of this old world to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so shall we ever be with Him. Amen. I don't know about you, but that to me, that's exciting. Airplanes are pretty cool things. I've been trying to figure them out for years. How you take a big old 747, load it full of 275 people or more, and that thing taxi down that runway, take off and fly up into the sky. It's amazing me. Every time I've ever been in one, I keep saying, Lord, please don't let the wings blow off. Amen. I mean, them little old wings don't look like nothing compared to the size of that aircraft. But they stick out there, praise God, and that thing gets enough speed up, enough momentum. Amen. That thing will take the air. They'll flip them flaps. That thing will take up. That front end will come off the ground and it'll soar into the sky. Amen. Praise God, when that thing starts to land, when it starts to come in. I mean, you're talking about a big old, you say, well, preacher, it's all made out of aluminum, so it's light. Amen, when you get about 200, 300 of us in there, it ain't so light no more. That thing comes in, and it comes in towards that airway. Amen, it's got them wings out there, and it gets so close. Well, they come and got us. We was down in Daytona and brought us back to Asheville. That pilot said, hey, listen, hang on. We're going to be back in Asheville in just a few minutes. Amen, we're going to take you home a whole lot faster than you got here. That old boy, Lord, he throwed us up in that air, took us down there, boy, and just no time at all, we was coming to where we could see the Asheville airport, and that thing was getting bigger and bigger. And she was coming home fast. I got a hold of my punch, my wife. I said, honey, I said, we're coming in way too hot. Amen. I said, we're coming in way too fast. That old pilot run that thing in there, boy, it's just almost like we got right to the end of the airstrip. He threw them flaps down. It's just like he threw the brakes on in midair. That thing just dropped out of that side. It just landed on that airway. Just a smooth landing, praise God. Eased up, spread us around. He said, you're here. Welcome to Asheville, North Carolina. And praise God, I want to say that, to say this. Old Paul said, listen, I'm looking over into something. He said, praise God, that plane air ride's going to be something else. Praise God, God takes us up to be with Him, and so shall we ever be with Him. But praise God, when we come in for the landing, amen, I want to say the trip's going to be safe, the trip's going to be secure, but when we come in for a landing, praise God, it's going to be a delight. Amen. You imagine, I think about that runway as you see it, you know, getting bigger and bigger. Can you imagine we come into the portals of glory and we begin to see everything around? Paul said, praise God, said, I begin to look around, I begin to see it. Is there a conversation, manner of living? Praise God. Our citizenship is in heaven. He said, that's what we're waiting for. Amen. And he said, I just glory, not in myself, but he said, I glory in the Lord. I glory in what God has showed me. I got to thinking about that. Praise God. But Paul says here in verse number 2, he said, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years. I just get to wondering in my mind. I know you say, preacher, I know you got a vivid imagination. Just leave me alone. Me and Jesus have a good time with it. Amen. I just wonder when Paul got to thinking about that. He said, listen, he said, it's been 14 years. He said, I get to thinking back. He said, the times that, he said, it's been a while since I saw that vision, since I was in the presence, since I saw that place. I wonder if old Paul didn't get anxious. Amen. He said, hey, listen, it never gets old, praise God. I'm glad the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, it don't ever get old. I'm glad the promises of God, praise God, they don't ever get old. They're new and they're fresh every day. And that God called us church. Listen, this is the greatest time on earth, praise God, in history for the church. He said, preacher, we're seeing a difficult time. We're going through hardship. Yeah, but we're seeing the Word of God. We're seeing a prophecy fulfilled right before our eyes. Praise God. We're seeing God Almighty move in a mighty way. We're seeing the almighty hand of God moving upon this earth which we live. We see God a calling and a beckoning us to come unto Him. Praise God. All you weary and heavy laden, so I can give you rest. Amen. Amen. I see people all the time. They say, pastor, I'm just getting so tired. So I'm just wore out. Tired of fighting the battle. Tired of battling all the time. Amen. But the Bible says we cast our cares on Him because He cares for us. It's time, church, that we let Jesus carry the load. It's time that we put our faith and trust in Him, praise God. Paul said, hey, listen, this thing don't get old. We can trust the Lord. God began to keep showing us. Paul said, it's been a while since I got a peek into glory. And boy, he said, yeah. He's about 14. How long it's been, church, since we've got a peek into glory? How long it's been since you got a peek into glory? That you've seen it real. You've seen the magnificence of God, the power of God, the hand of God, the life that God has to give us, the abundant life, praise God, from the throne of grace that God's offered to minister to me and you, praise God, who believe. He said, well, preacher, can't have Joel said we could. Joel said in Joel chapter 2, verse 28, he said, the old man shall dream dreams. Amen. And said, the young man shall see visions. Depends on what you're looking for. Hello? Amen. Praise God. We get to look and to see the Lord. Praise God. He said, the old man will dream dreams. Paul said, hey, listen, it's been a while since I saw in the portals of glory. It's been a while since I've got to see the glory of the Lord. He said, I'm longing and I'm looking for it. God Almighty said, hey, listen. He said, I'll just give it to you in a dream. I'll let you see. Paul said, I don't know if I was in the flesh, out of the flesh, but praise God, God showed it to me. Amen. Sometimes I don't know if I'm in the flesh or out of the flesh. I've told you before I ever come to church here, we were going to Possum Trot to a camp meeting. Amen. Possum Trot, Burnsville, North Carolina. Amen. Going up through there and on in the middle of the road was a little old dead beagle dog. And we went up through there and I seen that little old beagle dog and I thought, my, somebody's little old beagle done got run over. Well, we turned around after meeting, we come back. Amen. I got down there about where that beagle dog was, and that beagle dog wasn't in the center of the road. Somehow or another, he'd got moved over to the side of the road. And I got to thinking of God spoke to my heart, and He gave me a message on reviving a dead dog. I said, glory to God, what a blessing. But I thought, hey, Lord, I don't know where I'll ever use that. I won't tell you where I used it at, church. I used it right here the first time I ever preached at Stony Fort Baptist Church. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know what was going on. But oh God, the God of heaven, praise God, spoke to this old boy's heart. He said, you preach that. I said, Lord, if I preach that, I'll preach two messages at once. It'll be the first and it'll be the light. But you know what happened? God Almighty moved in here. And praise God, we had Holy Ghost stirring in our heart. Brother Kevin, amen, we had revival. God stirred in our heart, stirred in your heart. I'll never forget, I got done. I fear old Brother Bill would say, hey, preacher, I called you, but thank you for your service. It's been good seeing you. It's been nice meeting you. We'll see you down the road somewhere. But he said, preacher, listen. He said, I want to know, have you got any more appointments? I said, Brother Bill, said, right now, I said, I ain't got nothing. I've been preaching two or three different churches and going different directions. Right there, and I didn't have a thing. And he said, how about not taking none? Amen. Praise God. He said here, but it's been almost 15 years. But I want to say God just as real in this place as He's ever been. He's still stirring the hearts of old Gentile dogs. He's still moving in the hearts of His people. Praise God. They still people getting up out of the center of the road. They still people being made alive in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They're starting to move. They're starting to see God Almighty do things in hearts and minds and families and little old children. Praise God. Starting to ask questions. Starting to want to get in. Amen. Why? Praise God, because somebody had a vision. Somewhere or another, some old man dreamed dreams. Amen. Somewhere along the line, some old saints of God looked at this little church and said, this is where people need to meet with God. God Almighty looked at this little old church and God Almighty said, this is where I need to meet with people. Amen. Praise God. And it's been that way ever since. And boy, we just thank God. Amen. It never gets old. Praise His holy name. But I believe old Paul got to thinking on this. Chapter 12, I was reading this yesterday morning. I got to thinking, boy, how good it is that every time you get to approach the throne of grace, amen, come in with humble heart, come boldly because God made provision that we could enter into the throne of grace by the Holy Ghost through the Lord Jesus Christ. But I see Paul, amen, I got to believe it, about verse 3, he began to thinking about that. He said, I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. Amen. He said, his out-of-body experience, or was it? He said, I believe old Paul got the longing again. Amen. I believe old Paul, every now and then, he got to thinking about taking another trip. Amen. I think Brother Paul got to thinking every now and then, praise God, about another little detour in his life, in his Christian life, praise God, into the presence of an almighty God. You say, preacher, we need to be there all the time. Yeah, it's hard to stay shouting on the mountain because valley experiences. But I believe old Paul got to thinking about that another trip of glory. Amen. That third heaven. He said, I want to get up just a little higher, so I can peek into the dwelling place of God. I tell you, youngs, if we'll just get to the place, we'll just climb up a little higher day by day, just a little higher in our faith and our walk with God. Amen. Just come along each side each other and say, would you help me just a little bit? Brother Austin, will you lift me up a little bit? Will you pray for me a little bit? Will you encourage me just a little bit? Get me up just a little bit higher so I can peek into the dwelling place of God. If I could just get, just Brother Junior, just a little peek of that place, boy, it suffice me for today. Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad my soul will be wanting some more tomorrow. I tell you, the more of Him you get, the more of you want. Amen. That's not greed, praise God. That's just good common sense. It's heart knowledge, praise God, and not head knowledge that brings you into a place where you're looking to see into the presence of godliness. Amen. The dwelling place of God. Paul said, I believe I'll see if I can get me another little glimpse. Amen. He said, I don't know what I got to do with this old flesh, but praise God, I'm willing. You know what I believe Brother Bill made him want to see just a little bit more. I believe when he got there that first time, he heard some pleasant things. Amen. From the other side. Amen. I want to say, you ever get in portals of glory the first time, you get to hearing the goodness of God's Word, His goodness and His promises to us, praise God. I believe we'll want to get closer. We'll want to get in there again. I believe we want to get to that place in the presence, that sweet spot of God, where we can just rejoice in His presence. Those pleasant things of God. Amen. Did you ever think about heaven? There's no sadness there. Think about it. I'll just give you a second. Let that sink in. There's nothing that makes sad in heaven. There's nothing that'll make you anxious. There's nothing that'll scare you. There's nothing that'll make you nervous. Well, except for maybe standing in front of Jesus. I'll be pretty nervous that day. Amen. But then again, that's not for what I've done. It's what He done for me. It's a faith that I've put in Him, praise God, and what I've done. Amen. Listen, I'll have to give account for what I've done for Him since I was saved. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad His presence is going to make it all okay. I'm glad He cast my sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Never be remembered no more. Amen. Now, the amazing thing about our God is not that He can do that. We can't. Things happen in this world, and we're like elephants. We remember them forever, right? Amen. Especially us Baptists. Amen. We never forget anything. God help us. But Jesus, God cast them in the sea of forgetfulness and chooses to remember our sins, our iniquities, our trespasses. Amen. When we bow and ask Him to forgive us, praise God. Amen. So we see Paul as he's speaking here, talking about that place, another glimpse into heaven. Praise God. And he's glorying for one who's saw the glory. In verse number 5, he says, of such an one will I glory. Yet not of myself will I glory. Of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. Paul said, hey, listen, so I'm not going to glory about me. I'm not going to glory about even what I saw. But I'm going to give God glory for all of it. Amen. For who He is and what He's helping me be. He said, amen, that out-of-body experience, whether it was or it wasn't, praise God. He said, I'm just going to give God the glory for it because He made it possible. It's only because Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it's possible for any of us to be saved. Amen. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. I'm glad Jesus shed His blood. Now, I hate some of these other versions where they say He poured out His blood. He didn't pour out His blood. That would be, or He spilled His blood, I mean. That would mean it was an accident. He didn't spill His blood, praise God. He shed His blood on cross of Calvary. He shed it for you and I, praise God, so that we can have this blessed hope. Amen. So we can get a little peek of glory. Amen. Praise God. Paul said, I'd like the glory all the time. I'd like this glory all the time. He said, but it's not expedient that I do that. Amen. It's not timely, praise God, just glory all the time. He said, sometimes I got to come down to earth. He said, I realize where I'm at. He said, for all I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. He said, hey, man, he said, listen, so I can't stay up here glorying all the time. Well, wouldn't it be nice if we just stayed on the mountain all the time? Amen. Have mountaintop experience all day long, every day. I mean, I'll wake up every morning shouting and praising God. But hey, one day it's a coming, just hang on, wait. But praise God, it won't be till we get there. Amen. But I'm glad it's expedient, praise God, for us now. Just to mind the Lord, says, just look for His face. Paul said, listen, I said, I've got to give God glory. He said, I can't esteem myself. Amen. But he said, I can magnify God for what He's did for me. Listen, I don't lift up myself, praise God, but I want to lift up the name of Jesus for what He's done for me. Amen. We need to be lifting up the name of Jesus, give Him glory for what He's done for us. Amen. He loved us. He died for us, praise God. We ought to tell it, praise God, everywhere we go. Amen. Tell Him what Jesus done for you. Praise the Lord. We get to bragging on the Lord. We get to having a testimony. We get to praising Him, giving Him glory for His magnificence, grace, and His mercy. God Almighty began to touch our hearts, and we begin to peek over, get a little glimpse over on the other side. Amen. Whether in the spirit, or whether in the body, or out of the body, He said, I can't tell. Amen. Praise God. He said, was I in the body or out of the body? He said, out of body experience. He said, or was it? He said, well, I don't know who I was. I don't know what was going on, but praise God, I sure enjoyed it. Amen. Sometimes I don't know what's going on, but I sure enjoy it. So I was telling about the little old dog laying on the side of the road, and I'll finish my story now. We was coming down through, I got that message. And from the time that I seen that little old dog on the side of the road to again, I couldn't tell you a turn I made or a road I took. I just drove. And next thing I know, I was cutting the car off in the driveway. My wife was talking to me, and I hadn't been there. Amen. That's why she don't let me drive to church on Sunday morning, Sunday night. She will not let me drive on Sunday, because she said, honey, she said, a lot of times you ain't here. I know a lot of you probably agree with that. Amen. But I just get caught up in the Lord and His goodness and His mercy and His love that He has for us. You say, do you have an out-of-body experience? Well, I don't know if that's an out-of-body experience, but I know I have an experience with the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He touches my heart. But Paul said he didn't stop there. He said that the Lord, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Paul said, with all that, he said I had a little touch of humility in my life. Amen. We need to have a little touch of humility in our life, even though we see the greatness and the goodness of God and what God has given to us and the promises that we have. But God gives us a little touch of humility. We're still going through this life. We're still facing all the things that we have to face. But God Almighty is on our side, and He's encouraging us, young'uns. Amen. He's encouraging us. And every now and then He just come by and He said, would you like a little peek into glory? Amen. Would you like a little peek into where I live, the dwelling place of God? And boy, I tell you what, the Holy Ghost of God, He just eases you up there to the threshold. And let you look in just a little bit further. See, that's what a blessing is, being a child of God in church and having brothers and sisters in Christ. We encourage and edify and uplift each other. Praise God, and get each other just a little closer to peeking into glory every day. Amen. We lift up and encourage. Praise God. Lift up and encourage, edify, so that we can see the blessed hope before us in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's what God's wanting us to see today, youngs. He's wanting to see. Amen. Praise God. Paul says, listen, they said, I had a storm of flesh. It's still here. But praise God, he said, I'm just going to give God the glory for the promises He's already made me. Amen. We may go through trials and afflictions here, but praise God, we just keep giving God the glory for what He's already promised us. Just praising Him, looking for another little peek into glory. Like old Paul did, praise God. He said, whether in the body or out of the body, God knows. Amen. He said, but I sure enjoyed it, what God showed me. I don't know about you, church, but I tell you what, I'm sure enjoying what God showed me. I'm sure enjoying what God's showing me about His goodness, His mercy, and the blessed hope and the promise that we have ahead. Amen. Hey, listen, this old world wax worse, gets darker and darker, seems like all the time. But I want to say, as old Brother Bill would say, heaven just keeps getting gooder and gooder. Amen. Gooder and gooder. Amen. He says all the time, he said, it's just getting gooder and gooder, preacher. Praise God. That's what heaven is getting. Amen. The further down the road we get, Brother Bill, the better heaven looks for me and you. Praise God. Amen. Out of the body experience, or was it? Or is it just a touch of God?